Mishnah says on the bottom of Daf Kufim and Beis that Hamemenes Hashniyah Va'Ailanis Einan Ksuba V'Laperes Mezonis Lo'Bois. These women, Memenes and Ailanis, do not have Ksuba or Peres and Mezonis. So what's the reason that Ailanis does not have a Ksuba? So Rashi says because it's a Mekach Tais. He didn't know she was an Ailanis. If he would have known, he wouldn't have married her. Therefore, it's a Mekach Tais, and therefore there is no Chiyuv Ksuba. It's like the Mishnah, Mitchila Nasa L'Shem Ailanis, Yesh L'Ksuba. But if when you married her, you knew she was an Ailanis, and you married her Al Das, and she is an Ailanis, then Avada, she does have a Ksuba because it's no longer a Mekach Tais. So that's the din that's moved from the Mishnah, that if you marry a woman and later on you find out she's an Ailanis, then it's a Mekach Tais. It's not Kiddushin, and there's no Ksuba. But if you knew she's an Ailanis and you married her Al Daita Dahachi, then it's on a Mekach Tais, and there Mimela she would have a Ksuba as well. So Rabbi Yashiv over here in the Haris brings down a beautiful Hasber. I'll peel this Mishnah from the Rebbe of Heschel in the Chanukah Zatira and Parshas Vayera. It says over there in the Maisa with Avraham Avinu and Avimelech, it says that after Avimelech took Sarah, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, this is in Perakal Pasuk Zayin, it says, V'ata Hashev Eshes Ha'ish Kinavi Hu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, you have to give back Avraham Avinu's wife, she's an Eshes Ha'ish, because he's a Navi. So the Pasuk is Mashma that the Tainan Avimelech was, how could you take somebody's wife if he's a Navi? Avraham Avinu is a Navi, it's not fair to take his wife, she's an Eshes Ha'ish, and you have to give her back. So the Pella is, Olam Mefarshim my brother, the Gemara asks this Kasha, it's Mashma that only because he's a Navi, not allowed to take his wife. But if he wouldn't be a Navi, if he would be a Hadyot, he would be allowed to take her. L'chara Eshes Ha'ish is Eshes Ha'ish. Doesn't make a difference if the husband is a Navi or a regular person, there's going to be an Isser either way. So why does the Pasuk give this Nesina Stam, give back the Eshes Ha'ish? Because he's a Navi, it's Mashma. Ilav Hachi Avimelech would not have to give her back. What's the pshat in the pasuk? So Zalk the Rebbe Heschel in the Chanukah Zatar says that the pshat is Al Pi our Mishnah that Avimelech was able to tanya like this. We know the Gemara says in Ivamis and Samachdal that Sari Meno was an islandess. Shitaka was an islandess. So if she was an islandess, Avimelech could tanya that she's not an Eshes Ha'ish. It's a Mekach Tais. The halacha, as we see in our Mishnah over here, that an islandess doesn't have a ksuba because it's a Mekach Tais. So Avraham Avinu didn't know she was an islandess. It's a Mekach Tais, and now I have a right to keep Sari because she's taken not. And Eshes Ha'ish, l'mafreya, her marriage to Avram was never a marriage because it's a Mekach Tais. That's a tanya that Avimelech could have tanyed, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu bavarns that, and he says, V'ata Hashem Eshes Ha'ish ki Navi hu, he can't tanya that over here, because Avram Avinu is a Navi, and if he's a Navi, he knew that Sari Meno was an islandess when he married her, and if he knew that she was an islandess, that's the din that's mevorin the Mishnah, mitchila nasa l'shem islandess, yesh lach ksuba, she does have a ksuba, it's not a Mekach Tais, and therefore she is considered an Eshes Ha'ish, and for that reason you have to give her back. So that's Pshan L'Pasik, Hashem Eshes Ha'ish ki Navi hu. Havada, there's a chiyuv to give her back. Stam, being an Eshes Ha'ish, but being that there's a tiny of islandness over here, the Torah throws in the fact that he was a Navi to bavarn that tiny that he knew she was an islandness, and therefore there's no Mekach Tais, and he's mechuyev to give her back. Adkan is the beer from the Chanukah Zatayra. Just a horror that I had that if it's true that Avraham Avinu knew that she was an islandness, then you have a different problem, because Avraham Avinu was a Kayan, Chazal say, perhaps even a Kayan Gadol, it's Mashman Chazal, and the Mishnah says in Avamas and Daf Samachal that Kayan is Layisa islandess. It's Asa for a Kayan to marry an islandess. So if Avraham Avinu Taka knew that she's an islandess, L'chaira would be Asa to marry her Bichlal. That's Kayan Layisa's islandess. So that is Tzarechin. If he did Pshat, how is it Mutter Bichlal for Avraham Avinu to marry Sarah if he knew she was an islandess and he had a din of a Kayan?